If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out
precast
today at concreteindustries.com or nebcoinc.com. We mentioned during the break that we have not even mentioned Oregon, Iowa. That was an epic game that happened. Iowa thought they had won this game, but then Oregon makes a great drive in the cold, in the rain. And when
I don't know
the last
if they thought
field.
They won it. I don't know if they thought. I don't know if they were peacocking around too much. They're a 1-point game.
I'd say maybe the fan
what
base.
What was it? 150 some left?
Yeah.
When Gronowski went in?
Yes. It was 151 to go.
His name is Gronowski.
Mark Gronowski makes it. They did not get the 2-point conversion. It was 16-15.
What an error by the running back from Iowa. He could have easily stayed in bounds. He like almost jumped out of bounds. It was a tip ball. It was a weird play. I think
It
caught him off guard. And initially they called him in, but he wasn't. But he could have easily kept his feet in bounds.
The two-point conversion,
changes the game, which means the game's going to overtime. It would have been really hard for Oregon to score a touchdown in that. It was going to go to overtime. And so anyway, but that game, what Dan Lanning's done, he's turned Oregon into a Big Ten team. He built him to come back here. He built him to come back. USC hasn't done that. They didn't build a team to come back here.
Into
this weather. They rushed for 260 against Iowa.
Oh, Whittington looked great.
Oh,
he looked like a dude.
Oh, wow.
Noah Whittington. Ladies and gentlemen,
watch him run. Woo! Thick, changed around. I was like, wow.
Bill, he was at Western Kentucky.
Is that where he was?
Western Kentucky. He came from Western
Kentucky. But Dan Lanning just said, you know what? We're going to have to go and win these games. How do we win these games? We have to go back east,
like your Woody Hayes, Ohio State. That's how you.
That's what it looked like. He said, and guess what? They were happy with that.
Yep.
It wasn't like, no, we're finesse. We're going to do this and that. No, they.
Oh, they're down all these receivers. How many receivers they down?
They had a guy get carried off.
Yeah.
And guess what? They just stuck it together. Now give Iowa credit too. They went on a 96-yard drive.
Oh, 100%.
That was stunning.
And just so you know. Oregon's got dudes on defense.
Oh, yeah.
They got players.
And Gronowski had two nice passes in that drive, too.
Yeah.
Epic Big Ten game.
Oh, but,
played
but
in the dark during
fun
the day.
To watch.
I don't know why it was dark. It was 2 o'clock.
But I looked over one time. So, obviously, I know it's further east. I get it. But it is pitch black. And I look outside in Lincoln, and the sun's out. I was like,
why is it dark in Iowa?
They put a big shade up or something to block out the sun.
But what a Big Ten game.
Big play of that drive, of course, was the 24-yard pass from Moore to Benson, the receiver.
DB's arm.
It was great defense. It was just the perfect throw.
Perfect throw. And the guy has his arm
to the right side.
And it just buzzes through
there. It buzzes by his arm.
Yeah.
Bill, these are questions we got to ask Bill. We have him sitting right here. So the guys I'm watching with are like, why is that guy not turning his head? You got to turn your head. The DB.
Did
you turn your head?
No.
You don't?
Yeah. Man coverage is pass incompletion defense. Once you start turning your head back, if you don't
turn your head.
If you're in dominant position, there's a time to locate the ball. He was not. He was scrambling to make a play. And you watch his arm, He matched the hands perfectly. The ball went through a millimeter window that it went through. If it hits his elbow, I think it's incomplete pass.
So you say don't turn your head.
There's a time when you can. Also, the other thing is what you want to do at that, if you are in dominant position, is then you locate the ball chest to chest back this way. What happens is when you go to turn this way right there, that's when you'll see the subtle press the hand on there. Also, when you turn back and the ball's thrown back shoulder, because that ball should have been thrown back shoulder, but it wasn't.
Right.
If the ball's thrown back shoulder, you can't defend that. Where you can defend it if you're face to face and can match it this way. So if all of a sudden you look back and the ball's thrown back shoulder, he'll just catch the ball and he might run right in the end zone.
A lot of nuance there.
That throw was really good.
Well,
damn
the catch
good.
Was really Both, good, too.
The whole play was incredible.
Yeah. You have to
throw
catch
and catch,
that.
Remarkable.
In that weather, yeah, that was remarkable. And then don't forget now, Iowa's down there and they fumbled at the 12-yard line. They ran a little inside, inside trap kind of play, a little counter with to the wide receiver.
Weegean.
And the contact by the safety of Oregon was ridiculous. I mean, it was a whap. I'm not sure what whap means.
I like but
it
that.
Was whap, a, whap, whap, whap.
Just
and
like was, that.
And the ball's out. I mean, I don't know. If that doesn't happen, I think they're going to win the game. I think Iowa's going to win the game. I really do. And then if it goes to overtime, they still let you. I would say this. Oregon was the better team. If someone says, who do you want to play? I'm going to play Iowa.
Oregon's really banged up at receiver. Yeah. That's their issue. Dante Moore is the quarterback.
18.
Dante Moore?
Yeah, Dante Moore.
Petiti is like, oh, please, Oregon win. Because right now, there's a chance at two teams if Oregon fails.
They needed that badly.
If Oregon fails,
no, you're
a
right.
chance at two teams.
I want to go back to what you said about Lanning. I have an incredible amount of admiration for a team like Oregon that can go in there and win like that. An incredible amount of
Do you think that
to come from the West Coast.
Do you think USC, what are they ranked, 7-2?
No.
Do they win that game?
No, they lose by 14.
Me and Sean butt heads on a lot of things. He's like, this is a way different deal. USC comes from sunshine, 85. It's not like that in Oregon. Oregon comes from the rain.
Well, they come from, it's a little different. That's still duck weather. I agree with that. But it's still, it's travel. But he built the team to do
tough.
That. He
they're
built
tough.
The team.
Well, they're tougher now.
They are tough.
They are USC did not build their team to come back and win in these type
it
of games.
It did not look like it in Lincoln.
No.
It didn't.
No.
It didn't
and
look
that
like
was just, actually, that was like one of those games you go, what a night to play football. About 40-something degrees. No rain. It's like. Really, what there wasn't wind. It's like what a day to play football. And they Lincoln Riley was shaking on the sidelines. He's like he had his hands in his pockets. The team looked uninterested.
And on the other hand, what did Lanning look like?
It's great. You see what he says? He goes, "I don't wear rain gear.
Because
I wear cotton.
So I want to be with the guys.
I want to be with the guys.
Yeah, yeah. Dude.
I want to be with the guys. I want to be like the. I want to be in there with the guys."
Final score 18-16. Oregon beats Iowa,
and he hits three field goals in the rain. I mean, you can get
Atticus.
Great name.
And don't forget this one. They lose by two. What happened?
The safety.
Iowa airmails a snap.
What was that, by the way?
Just airmails it.
What was that?
Which is odd because generally the balls that you're snapping are not wet, not that bad.
What was that?
And that was what, first quarter?
He
that was
early
first
quarter. Missed him by 10 yards.
Mid first quarter, or early first quarter.
Incredible play by the punter to somehow get the ball out of the back of the end zone with his left leg. His left leg. But yeah. It was like if they don't do that again, game's going to overtime. If they catch the ball, Iowa has to look back and go, and then they fumble going in, and so Iowa
crushing loss.
Iowa will now go to USC, where I think they're 6.5-point underdogs. Get that right,
Iowa. That's a tough win for them at SC.
That is
that'd be tough
this Saturday at 2:30. At USC, USC's 6.5-point favorites against Iowa. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
USC is.
Okay. Oh, I like USC to win that.
I do too.
Now, in terms of the Big Ten, you got Indiana, you have Ohio State, but are we sure, as we sit here right now on Monday morning, that the best team in the nation is in the Big Ten Conference? Because A&M is making a pretty strong statement for them being considered the best team in the country right now.
On Tuesday night, A&M should be first. Playoff rankings. They have more road victories versus ranked. They have a better resume.
Ohio State.
They have a better resume than Ohio State.
I know. I think they've got
three ranked wins on the road, and Ohio State has one or whatever it is. I would still say A&M has had it harder. And so right now, where I would place them, I would place A&M one.
God dang it. The thing I always do in my head is I just try to make it as simple as I can. Who would win a head-to-head? You know what? I don't know that A&M can play with Ohio State. Maybe beat them. I can't even do that.
With the athletic quarterback gives them a chance to make some plays when the coaching's over. But I would just – you have to some point in time and say, oh, I just think this is going to happen. Hold it now. These guys have a better resume. They're undefeated in the SEC. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
And is it a better resume?
It's a good resume. A&M, who they
beat Notre
so
Dame
far?
At Notre Dame.
That's pretty big.
Notre Dame's a playoff team. That's a tough win. Who else do they
have? They've had a pretty nice SEC schedule.
It's not been brutal.
Fluff for the SEC. So they beat UTSA. They beat Utah State. Big win at Notre Dame. And then it gets pretty nice. They beat Auburn close. They beat Mississippi State. They beat Florida. They beat Arkansas. That's a pretty good four-game stretch.
Am I pushing back against myself here real quick?
Then they blow out.
Push back at myself
again. I love it when you push back. But that's a light sketch.
But then they blow out LSU. We also saw that game. They got Brian Kelly fired.
Still kind of light.
LSU. And then they beat Missouri 38-17. So
with the third string. I picked Missouri. The guys were like, Simple, you picked Missouri with the third string quarterback. Bad pick. So they've had a little bit of a waltz.
And it kind of gets waltzier next.
The waltz continues, Jake.
Will host Texas. They'll host South Carolina.
Yeah.
Who is 3-6.
That's not.
Then they host Samford.
Yeah.
So they'll be 11-0. And then they will end, of course, at Texas is the tough game
We'll probably have three losses.
I'm pushing back against myself. I'm going to Ohio State, too.
I'm going back to Ohio State.
Are you going to Ohio State number one over Indiana?
What's that? Easy. We don't know any of this.
That's tomorrow.
Why are you trying to bait me? You keep trying to bait me into conversation. We have someone that runs a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And then Lori and Sue Ball. And they don't do it on Monday. So she's panicked right now trying to get her spreadsheets out of the vault.
She is. Okay. That's tomorrow.
Okay,
tomorrow.
Four is Bama. Can you make a case for them, number one?
No.
Okay.
No, right. Not for number one.
They're really good. Really good. They could win it all, but not number one.
Who's five then?
Five. Well, here's the rankings. Ohio State's one, Indiana two, A&M three, Alabama four, Georgia's five.
Okay, Georgia, really impressive on Saturday.
Yeah, they were.
Really impressive. If that Georgia team looks equipped to win it all.
Ole Miss is at six. Oregon is at seven.
Oregon doesn't look equipped because of the injuries to receiver.
I don't see how Oregon, right now to say that they could win it all, I don't see it. I think it's just the top six right now how I see that could win it all. Keep going, Jake.
I thought this was odd. In terms of the polls, Ole Miss played, the Citadel this weekend?
The Citadel.
Oregon goes on the road, wins a close game against Iowa, and they switch spots in the rankings. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss moves up, Oregon's down a spot.
That shouldn't have happened.
That's a little odd to me.
A little weird. Yeah.
That's criminal.
A little wrong. Texas Tech 8, Notre Dame 9, Texas at 10 in your rankings.
Hey, I said criminal on that. Maybe that's being a little bit dramatic, but that's wrong. That's wrong. Why would you drop Oregon below? Because of just what we said.
You
they
beat
go on
the Citadel,
road,
and Oregon goes on the road and beats a tough Iowa
team. In horrible, not good conditions.
Don't get that.
Yeah, that shouldn't switch. But it's the same thing. Notre Dame and Miami shouldn't be eight places apart. They have they're both losses are to good teams, and one beat the other one head to head. So, and they're guess what? And they're eight apart. Hey, that was at least in the playoff one.
I think we got to make a statement here as a stool for the committee. If the committee's listening, I don't think you can put A&M number one. I don't think you can do it.
Consider the schedule.
They still have a tougher schedule than what Ohio State has had. Go through Ohio State's schedule.
Wait a second. Are we united or not?
I might push back again on myself. I'm gonna double push.
It's very confusing. It's like you're playing ping pong with yourself.
I think they're pretty comparable here.
Okay, let's see what you got, Jake.
I mean, Ohio State beats Texas, who was ranked first, and now they're a top 10 team
at home by a touchdown. Okay.
Then you beat Grambling by a million. Then you beat Ohio. Then they beat Washington on the road, who had a terrible
loss
to Wisconsin. Good win.
It's a good win.
Blew out Minnesota, won at Illinois by 18.
Good win.
Blew out Wisconsin, beat Penn State, beat Purdue. Now you have UCLA, Rutgers, and Michigan to close.
Jake, you fabricated there a little bit. You tried to make it pretty similar.
To A&M?
I think A&M still got a little bit.
Indiana number? Oh, sorry.
Jeez.
Tomorrow's the ranking.
The top three is a tough one. It's a tough call.
I'm going back to A&M.
No.
I'm going back to A&M.
Now, can I sell that Buckeyes. Ohio State has the number one unit in the country?
That's good.
The number one unit.
Yes.
The defense is the best individual unit in the nation. That can, and then, Bill, the other way I'd sell it is their offense is rolling now. They got it going. Sayan has moved into Heisman consideration.
He has.
They have easily the best, I think the best offensive player in the country in Jeremiah Smith.
You just take the last game, though. Going to Missouri is harder than going to Purdue.
Missouri's third-string quarterback.
Yeah. Still harder.
No, it's harder.
Still harder.
No, I'm not pushing back on that. Yeah.
Before I get to Purdue, I don't know if you guys saw this.
Is there a text?
No, but reminder, going back to Iowa-Oregon for a second. At the end of the game, did you see the ruckus there at all?
No.
So Oregon goes to the stands and, you know, kind of does a dance. I don't know if they were flipping them off at all. They were taunting the fans. Iowa fans were throwing full beers at the Oregon Ducks. I'm dead serious. They were throwing beer
Not
cans
good. We shouldn't
at
laugh.
The Ducks
Bill,
after
probably
the
Probably I shouldn't have laughed. You're right.
Well, they went
Bill
over and taunted them.
You'd laugh, too.
The players went and taunted the fans, and they responded by
throwing
beer cans
full beers.
At the players.
I don't like that. I only have
no,
full
I know that we don't condone
also
it.
Also like that. I'm not a fan of the taunting, but that's...
Why did we laugh, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we're adolescents.
We're adolescents.
Nervous laughter.
Yes. Can I tell a quick story?
Please do.
This involves my awesome wife, Laura. We're watching. We're very into. We're on the edge of our seats watching the end of that Indiana game.
Yeah.
And it's like the play before whatever it was, the play before the play. No, it's two plays before that. And all of a sudden like that, they go and they throw a touchdown. They throw the ball in the end zone. The guy catches like that. She's like, yes! Oh, yes! And I go, Laura, they called timeout. I go, there's no one moved on the whole field. The play was blown dead.
She's not a coach.
The play was blown dead. And Mendoza just threw the ball in the end zone of the guy, and he caught it. And she's like, yes! And I'm like, Laura, did you not see the guy recall the timeout? Nobody moved.
Play's
go back
dead.
And watch it. It was two plays before that. And she's losing her mind that they'd won. And I'm like, did you not see that nobody moved? And she's like, I got a lot going on.
She does.
But she was watching it with me.
She doesn't have a coaching background.
And we both watched that last play. And we both go, there's no way he can be in. And then we're like going, boom. And he actually got both feet in.
Yeah, he got both.
That's an NFL catch right there.
Cooper.
When we come back, Mozzarella Monday, Texas, your best of the weekend at 402-464-5685. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.